At First Bank Hampton, we believe in supporting our communities and our kids. That's why we offer products like the NextGen app. If you've got kids, download it today. This is First Bank Hampton President Tyler Herron, and that support of our communities is also why we're proud to sponsor the Radio on the Go Newsmaker program. Informative, local, and timely information Monday through Friday on 104.9 KLMJ and available at radioonthego.com. With today's Newsmaker interview, here's Mitch Williams.
Joining us this afternoon is Franklin County Sheriff's Deputy Chase Winandy, as we're going to be talking about. You heard during National Night Out back in August, back when the temperatures were a little bit warmer, you heard about Sky, the canine dog that they had there. He's in the process of training, I believe, when we talked to you at National Night Out here, Chase. Thanks a lot, first of all, for joining us here this afternoon.
No problem.
So can you talk about the training that goes into a canine, so to say? Because when we were at National Night Out, we saw Sky, but it wasn't to a point you can go up and pet Sky or anything. It's still kind of a training process, so can elaborate a little bit on that.
She went through a six-week course, and then together we went through another six-week course as a team. She, even at National Night Out, we had completed the training process. We were certified with her being a dual-purpose canine. She's trained to bite and trained to protect, so it's a difficult thing to work with, trying to get a biting dog to be okay with people coming around. So it may never get a lot better. She's typically okay as long as we're not in a working atmosphere, but potentially a trained dog is always a risk factor.
Now, are you the one that's most around the canine dog, Sky, or does it kind of go around whoever's on duty, I guess? Or
nope, she is completely my dog. Okay. She lives at home with me. She interacts with my family at home, and then she goes to work with me every night. We do training on our off days just to keep her active, keep her busy. Playing is training a lot of times, so even obedience is easy to do on our off days, just playing with the ball and giving her commands.
So you're saying that these dogs are taught to bite, so to say. So what does this dog do maybe on a call that they're needed? Like, what do they kind of, these canines do then, I guess, Chase?
She's dual purpose. She does narcotics, so she can search for narcotics on a vehicle, in a building, in a package or luggage or something like that. And then she is also trained as a patrol dog. So she's trained to protect me, trained to track a missing suspect or a missing person, an elderly or a child that went missing. We could track them down. Ultimately, in training, her reward would be to get to bite the person at the end. Okay. On a missing person, whether elderly, child, it would just be a much more controlled atmosphere where she's close to me. There's no extra lead so that she can get away. And in training, I have a lot to learn as well, as far as knowing the signs that, okay, she's getting close to someone. We know that she's indicating that there's a person close by.
Here we're joined by Chase Winandy as we talk about the new canine Sky. And obviously there was a donation made here as well. We'll get to that here in just a moment. He's a sheriff's deputy with the Franklin County Sheriff's Department. I didn't ask this at the beginning, so that's on me. But how long have you been with the sheriff's department here, Chase?
I'm almost at my four-year mark.
So going back on this, earlier this month on your Facebook page, it was announced you received a new bullet and stab-resistant vest. It was through a donation through a nonprofit organization, one of which I never heard of, Vested Interest in Canines Incorporated. But the vests that they made aren't just your little cheap run-of-the-mill ones. You guys, I believe, posted it was worth about $1,800. So kind of talk about how you guys found out about this nonprofit and how this will benefit Sky down the road, too.
Sure. Vested Interest is a well-known nonprofit organization. In my training groups and through my training process, it was recommended to apply with them. They supply dogs all over the United States. And I believe just in this application process, there were 66 canines that were receiving vests through their organization. They have separate donors, and our donor was a couple out of Illinois. They made the donation of, I believe it was $1,050 will sponsor the vest. And Vested Interest figures out the rest of the money to make that $1,800 mark. So it was just through training, they were brought up to me, and the application process was very simple.
And as we said, during the time of this, they had donated more than 6,200 vests valued at over $6.9 million. So is there any extra training that goes with Sky now, that with the vest, or how does that all work, I guess?
It's a new thing for her. She's worn her vest several times now. It's just like a person putting on body armor. It's different at first, and you get used to it. No necessarily further training, just getting used to wearing it.
And they're going out on call zone like you are, too, so they got to be protected as well, I guess.
Correct.
Yeah. Again, we're joined by Chase Wynandy as we talk about the the donation of the vest that was made to the K-9 Sky. We, so to say, kind of talked to her from a distance during the National Night Out, seen her there, yet her on display, so to say, and now with the training pretty much complete. Anything else you'd like to add here, Chase, about this donation? Obviously, it's going to help Sky and all that in the future, but anything else you'd like to add about this?
Vested Interest did also donate a medical kit for K-9 Sky. Oh. And a Narcan kit for her. Dogs are similar as with humans as far as their reaction to opioids. And so Narcan can be used on a dog in the same fashion. So that was a even more support towards our program and good donations from the company.
Has the message born to love, trained to serve, loyal, always on the vest. So Chase, thanks a lot for joining us and talk about this. And hopefully we can talk down the road.
Thank you.
All right, our thanks to Chase Wynandy, today's guest on our Newsmaker program.
Thank you, Mitch. At First Bank Hampton, we're proud of our strong tradition in supporting Hampton, Franklin County, and surrounding communities. Between offering products like the Next Gen app to help our kids learn about money, to sponsoring local informative content like the Newsmaker program, First Bank Hampton will always remain invested in your interests. To hear today's interview in its entirety, listen on demand at radioonthego.com or in the Radio On The Go mobile and TV apps. Newsmaker is a local news program presented by your friends at First Bank Hampton.